America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's no limit to the silliness of the feminist demands for gender equality and gender quotas. Here's their latest. The feminists are suing in Michigan to compel high schools to have girls' sports teams compete in exactly the same months as the boys' teams. Common sense tells us that it's a more efficient use of the gymnasium, athletic fields, and equipment to have the girls' team use the basketball court in the fall and the boys' team use it in winter. But the girls claim that is sex discrimination and demand that they play in the same season as the boys. The feminists want a unisex culture, and they have learned how to manipulate the court system to advance their unreasonable goals. So now they are asking judges to decide which seasons high school sports teams can play. Wouldn't you think that judges would have better things to do? There was a huge financial incentive for the feminist lawyers to sue to compel this change. If the suit is brought under the famous Section 1983 of the U.S. Code, the winning lawyers can collect attorney's fees worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. So the feminists found an activist judge who believes that the U.S. Constitution is an evolving document. The court pretended to discover a new requirement in the U.S. Constitution that boys and girls must compete in the same high school sports in the same seasons. Fortunately, this fantasy was too much for the U.S. Supreme Court, and the High Court reversed the lower court nonsense. The Supreme Court said the feminists did not have a constitutional claim, and in order to file a lawsuit, they would have to make their claim, if any, under the relevant law. This may be the best Supreme Court decision of this year. It opens the way for Congress to cut off lots of mischievous litigation under Section 1983 simply by passing specific statutes to address the problem. So, it's back to the locker room for the gender police in their attempt to cause havoc and unnecessary expense in the Michigan Sports League.
Are you concerned about how the misuse of Title IX has forced colleges to cut thousands of men's sports teams, including 40% of all wrestling teams? Write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our free information packet on Title IX. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, the older we get, the fewer things seem worth waiting line for. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. This eminent domain thing, you can't believe. Yes, you can believe. You know, I talked to a friend the other day I hadn't seen for several years, and he listens regularly, and he said, Derry, do you believe all that stuff that you talk about? Amen, brother, I believe it. I wouldn't talk about it if I didn't believe it, and you'd better start believing some of it, too. Now, here's what's happening in New London, Connecticut. I couldn't, like I almost said again, it's difficult to believe this. But you know, it was Kelo versus the city of New London that the Supreme Court came up with this idiotic rule that you can take, and it's unconstitutional. I mean, you don't have to be a Supreme Court justice to figure out what the Constitution says about it. And then now it's possible that any form of government can take land away from a private individual and give it to another private individual. Okay, that was bad enough. The city of New London, Connecticut, now, that won this case, says the homeowners, see, they filed this case back in the year 2000, and they said the homeowners have been living on city property since the year 2000 when they first began condemnation procedures, so they must now pay back rent on their homes that they have been living in for going on 5 years now. It figures out to be hundreds of thousands of dollars that the city of New London says these homeowners who have lost their homes now because of the Supreme Court says that they must pay the city. Not only is the city demanding the rent, but the buyout offers that they're making are on the market as the homes were appraised in the year 2000. Before most of the course, the growth in the housing industry has gone up like it has. The New London Development Corporation, hired by the city to facilitate the deal, and here we go with these facilitators again, first addressed the rent issue in June of 2004. They sent a letter to the residents calling this debt retroactive. They didn't call it rent. They called it use and occupancy payments. Okay? We know your clients did not expect to live in city-owned property for free or rent out that property and profit and pocket the profits if they ultimately lost the case, the agency said, and it warned that this problem will only get worse with the passage of time and that the city was prepared to sue for the money if need be. Did you get the picture here, people? When the city of New London wanted to take these homes, what was there, I've forgotten now, 120 homes or something like that, including businesses and all, the people rebelled, and they said, no, we're not going to move, and they sued. They, meaning Suzette Kilo. She is the one that actually did the suing. Now, whether the others helped her or not, I do not know, but anyway, it was in her name, and that's why it was called the Kilo versus the City of New London. She was told that she now owes the City of New London $57,000 because she's been living in her house for 4.5 years while this has been in the courts. She said, I'd leave here broke. I wouldn't have a home or any money to get one. I probably could get a large-sized refrigerator box and live under the bridge. Now, people, this is your city government at work. This is city government. We complain constantly about what the federal government does and what the state government does. This is city government. This is city government, people. Can't they vote those idiots out of office? You would think they could. You would think there's enough people. There's so many people around the nation that is so upset about this thing. I mean, it's just, as I said, unbelievable, but please believe it because it is happening. Now, here's another one that is unbelievable, but please believe it. It did happen. It was just a few months ago that the ranch, and it's a 70-acre property that, let me see who his name is. His name is Mr. Nethercott. I'm looking for a first name on, isn't it? But anyway, this fellow bought this 70 acres in Arizona and gave $120,000 for it. And he called it Camp Thunderbird. It was a headquarters for a paramilitary group that promised to use force to keep illegal immigrants from sneaking across the border from Mexico. Now, back about a year ago, he arrested and held for a little while a couple of illegals. Mr. Mancera and Ms. Livia, they're from El Salvador. They're Salvadorians, and they testified that he threatened them, and he hit the fellow over the head with a pistol. That's what they said. He denies the pistol charges. The immigrants also said the group gave them cookies and water and a blanket and let them go after an hour or so. Nevertheless, they sued Mr. Nethercott. He was tried by Texas prosecutors. The jury deadlocked on a charge of pistol whipping, but convinced Mr. Nethercott that he shouldn't have had a gun because he had previously served time. Therefore, he was a felon, and he could not have a gun. And the judge gave the ranch to these two illegals. They got a $120,000 70-acre piece of property. Better believe it. It's happening. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, Call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
And we have returned. Now, remember, this Kilo versus City of New London, Connecticut, when the judges made that ridiculous court decision, the next day we started hearing from Logan Darrell Clements. He is the gentleman who wants to take David Souter's property and build a hotel on it, just to prove that maybe Mr. Souter had made a mistake. I can't remember who I talked to. Who did we talk to the next day about this, or maybe that same day that Clements came up with this? It was someone that I had on the air, and I said, it's a wonderful idea. And he says, no, it's still not a good idea. You shouldn't be able to do it. But I think, you know, you got to break these people. I mean, you got to shape them up, treat them just like, you know, a balky horse. You know, if you make their rear end hurt worse than their collar, why, they'll go ahead and pull. It'll work. So anyway, Logan Darrell Clements wants to build the Lost Liberty Hotel. And he is visiting Ware, New Hampshire. He already visited Ware, New Hampshire in the... I can't think of the name of their committee, but anyway, the committee that would allow them to do this said no, they were not going to take the Judge David Souter's property to build a hotel. So now what he's doing, he's talking to supporters who are planning to use a ballot initiative to seize the land at 34 Chili Hills Road. That's Judge David Souter's property. And he has several acres there. It's not a big farm, but I remember it's like 12 acres or 20 acres maybe. I don't know. And some of the neighbors even are saying, hey, this is a good deal. But anyway, they say that they're meeting now. They're meeting about doing this and getting this on the ballot. It can be placed on the ballot for March 2006. That's just next March. Ware, New Hampshire ballot with only 25 signatures. That's all they need. And they said with 25 signatures, they can get it on the ballot and they can win with as little as 1,020. At the most, it would take 2,777 votes. I don't know how big Ware, New Hampshire is. I mean, Ware, New Hampshire is, but anyway, it can be done. Freestar Media is going to hold an open meeting to discuss the Lost Liberty Hotel project on Monday, August the 22nd. Today is Monday, August the 22nd, so if you happen to be near Ware, New Hampshire, you may want to stop in. It begins at 6 o'clock this evening and should be over by 8 o'clock this evening. And they're going to discuss the purpose of the project and why it is an important step in the struggle against this state owning property and doing it like it was done. Anyway, over the last several weeks, he says, we've spoken with many experienced real estate developers who are considering taking over the project and leading it into completion. We invite these developers. We have thousands of people who want to finance it. And anyway, it's on the way. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
And we are back. I haven't heard much about John Roberts lately. Of course, he is the person that the President of the United States would like to see on the Supreme Court. Have you heard anything, Jeff? Where are we on this? I don't know. I should have done a little more research, but that's not the point. Here's a little bit about Judge Roberts. Since we're talking about private property rights and how your property is only as good as what some form of government wants you to let it be, this was an 87-year-old Connecticut widow, and she had her property rights destroyed. And there were about a dozen of these elderly landowners, many of them widows and widowers, near Lake Tahoe. I don't remember the case. It was in 2002, and certainly we would have been talking about it. Maybe we did, but I don't remember. But anyway, John Roberts was a private attorney, and he argued that several dozen, mostly elderly and middle-class landowners, should not receive a penny in compensation after a local land use agency had prohibited all use of their property near Lake Tahoe. Now, Roberts argued that impacts to property owners must be balanced against the utility of the regulation, whatever that means. The court agreed with him. Now, in other words, they took the use of these people's property didn't pay them a penny, and Roberts was the attorney for the corporation that was doing this. Well, you might say, well, he was just doing his job. He was paid. He's an attorney. He was paid to do that. And a high-priced lawyer can represent his client. But then we find out he did take the case for a substantially reduced fee, as the chief of the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency admits. Robert's representation of the agency is entirely consistent with the state's philosophy he expressed in 1978. At that time, he was writing in the Harvard Law Review an article on land use law. Here's what he argued. He argued against clear rules that would put boundaries on government power over property in favor of essentially the same government-friendly balancing test that he advocated in the Lake Tahoe case. Probably because of what he had written previously is why he got the job to be on this particular case. Anyhow, he proposed a scheme that would deny money to landowners whose property is taken, using the sort of rhetoric that reminds us of Bill Clinton's over the meaning of the word is, Roberts wrote. The very terms of the Fifth Amendment, furthermore, are sufficiently flexible to accommodate changing notions of what compensation is just. Clinton says it all depends upon what the word is, but it all depends on what compensation is just. Now, you see, we say it is its very best use would be what is just. But anyway, this guy could very probably be on the Supreme Court, and we already know how he feels about private property rights. Now, how do we feel about private property rights when it comes to swimming in your creek, your own creek? It flows through your property. Well, if the cows have been wading in the creek, you might want to swim upstream from the cows. But what if you live downstream from the cows? Well, you need a neighbor that lives upstream from the cows. Simple as that. You know, it's called swimmable streams. It was called Natural Streams Act here in the state of Missouri. It goes back several years when they tried to get the Natural Streams Act made law so they could control the Ozark streams. The Coalition for the Environment tried to get Missouri voters to approve their scheme. The voters overwhelmingly said no. Okay, so it is no law. So now they're coming back using lawsuits, federal judges, unelected public employees, and regulatory agencies to get the provisions of the Natural Streams Act enacted. They're wanting to do it, although Missourians said, no, we don't want it. They're going to do it anyhow. We don't care what the people don't allow. We're going to do it anyhow, right? These same people, along with the Department of Conservation, provided a big push to stop all commercial sand and gravel removal from streams. Their strategy was to get rules and regulations put on the books by the Department of Natural Resources. Now they're trying the same tact and using the Clean Water Act to get control of our streams and watersheds. Watersheds, watersheds, watersheds. Hear that up in Montauk County. They want control of our watershed. All cattle are to be removed from the watershed. Fertilizer is outlawed. Septic tanks no longer allowed. All this in these watersheds. You say, oh, they haven't done that yet. In some state, in some areas, they have done that yet already. In some areas. This is not something that's in Missouri alone. This is a nationwide plan. It is out there, and it is happening literally around the country. You'll find in some states the creeks are already fenced where cattle cannot contaminate them, which means the fish are going to be awful skinny. But anyway, hey, it is a coming. Meetings are being held around over the country, and we'll describe one of them right after this. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of Our House magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. For years, we've been told inflation is no problem, right? Well, over the last year, energy is up 45%, healthcare up 22%, college tuition up as much as 30%, housing up 12%, and I could go on and on. Common sense says inflation is much higher than that 2 or 3%, which most of the so-called experts claim. Well, my good friends at Swiss America have a real solution to the real inflation problem, and that's gold. That's right, gold. Gold is pure wealth, and it's up 6% so far this year. You can read all about it in a brand new special report, Real World Inflation Solutions. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Get the real scoop. Don't let inflation erode your hard-earned assets. Protect them with hard-owned gold assets. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free, our most recent month's issue, just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for a free sample. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, for fast-acting relief, try slowing down. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, this thing on swimmable streams, people, it's happening all over the country. Just because we're talking about a situation here in Missouri that I happen to know a little more about than I would in some other state, perhaps. But it's the Missouri Coalition for the Environment. They want to make all waters in Missouri swimmable. I doubt seriously if Lewis and Clark felt like swimming in the Missouri River at times. There's stuff in there. This was long before people had settled the area. This is long before we had domestic cattle, but we did have animals out there that got in the river. What do you think the fish do in that water, huh? Come on. There's turtles and stuff in there that defecate every day. Okay. The Natural Streams Act, as we mentioned, was on the ballot back in the 1990s and was defeated. People in Missouri said, no, we don't want you to be controlling us, telling us what we can do. Now this Clean Water Commission is going to make a decision September the 7th. Do you realize we're just talking a couple of weeks from now? Because of a lawsuit, the EPA has mandated that we must change the required standards and place bacteria standards on the water. If it exceeds standards, we have to take action, like fence the creek, okay? If the DNR haven't looked at the stream, there will be a bacterial standard put on it. If they have not looked at it, there will be a bacterial standard put on it. In other words, the stream is guilty until it's proven innocent, all right? Then at some of these meetings, they said, well, no letters have been received from landowners. I know I'm talking to a lot of people right now that's in this area that this is probably the first they ever heard of it, okay? When asked about how the rules will affect farm ponds, they were told that we're not even considering farm ponds for control at this time, but admitted that couldn't guarantee that they won't be submitted for controls in the future. You see, you don't own the water anymore. Any water, and again, this is according to United Nations documents, any water is now water of the USA. I don't care where it is. It can be in a rain barrel. Remember, we talked about that in Oregon not too long ago. In the state of Oregon, you can't even have a rain barrel without a permit or something to that effect. I don't remember the details now, but we covered it in detail back at that time. The new rules, all these rules are for is to keep cattle out of the streams. It's all about control. If you can control the cattle, you can control the people. Because the people want the cattle to drink. If you can't let the cattle drink, you're not going to be in the cattle business very long. And you say, well, all you got to do is fence them out and drill a well. Uh-huh. On today's market, have you bought a roll of barbed wire lately? They want swimming pool criteria on all of our streams. And someone asked at one of these meetings, well, why do we care about pleasing the EPA? Now, how many times have I told you that our governors and our state legislatures to tell the feds to get lost? We do not want their money. It's all about money. It is all about money and greedy people that are politicians. Why do we care about pleasing the EPA? Because, the answer was, the EPA is responsible for more than one half of the appropriations for water quality. But tell them we don't want their appropriations. We'll take care of our water. Get them out of here. Look, if we could eliminate all those EPA people's jobs, how much that would save? Of course, the government would find some way to blow it somewhere else. Congress isn't going to do anything to help. But what it amounts to is the Environmental Protection Agency is using our own money to fight us, to get us off the land. One of the comments was, if you know of a creek that is dry all year long, whoa, what is a creek? Isn't a creek where water flows? If it's dry all year long, I wouldn't think it's a creek. But then I don't work for the DNR. Okay? It's unbelievable. But believe it. Okay? If you know of a creek that is dry all year long or fails to meet the criteria for swimmable, Schroeder wants to know so it can be checked and put on the short list. I don't know what a short list is. But anyway, these meetings are being held around over the state, and let's realize that coming up September the 2nd, or 7th, I'm sorry, the Clean Water Commission will make a decision on these rules. And if you have water on your property that you don't want to swim in, I could tell you what to do, but we're not going to. This is a family show, and I'd be accused of not being nice to our government agencies. Anywho, let's go to the telephones. John is in Arkansas. John, hi. You're on the air.
Hello. Pettigene Electric, which is our electric provider around here, just got done going down all the main right-of-ways and spraying three different kinds of herbicide. And they use a fire hose that sends that stuff up higher than the electric lines all the way down the road.
Now, who's doing this?
Pettigene Electric.
Okay.
And they did it for about 80 miles where the lines around here. I live right across the road from where they were spraying, and it contaminated my well, and my neighbor's cows was down there. They was walking in it while they were spraying them on the back with it. And not only that, but there's a big bluff right down below my place, and the worst is right down the Red River, which feeds Greer's Ferry Lake. So I called them up, and I asked them what I could do, you know. I said, well, it was all EPA-approved herbicides, you know. And they said, well, the EPA doesn't have anything to do with private wells. We can't help you.
So how do you know it's in your well? Has it been tested?
Oh, I can smell it. I sent off for a test kit, but, I mean, you can smell it. All you have to do is just take some out, leave it in a bucket with a lid on a little bit, and then take the lid off of it, and it smells just like the stuff that's sprayed all over across the road and on the ground and everywhere else.
Isn't the top of your... I'm just playing the devil's advocate here, but isn't the top of your well sealed? I was thinking if they sprayed my well, I don't believe it would get in the water.
Well, yeah, see, the thing was, the top of the well was sealed, but right after they sprayed that stuff all over, we got a big rain, about an inch and something, and it washed it all down to the ground, see, and there's a greater ditch that runs right along the road.
Yeah, but don't you case your wells? How deep does your casing go?
Well, my casing goes down 100 feet.
I don't know. I don't know either. But I would just think, I would think my well would be safe under those circumstances, but maybe not. I don't know.
Well,
anyway, you've got a problem there, and Highline Company doesn't want to help you, and EPA, you says...
EPA refuses to help, too. Well, the thing is, see, all that herbicide that they sprayed says is water-soluble, and they plan to keep on coming back and doing it. And the more that it solubilizes with the water, the more it's going to get into the water table, that's for sure.
Are you letting your well run to flush it out, or what are you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to pump it out right now, but they're going to turn right around and do it again, so it ain't going to do me any good. But they can back the products, but then when their products does damage, they tell you they ain't a darn thing they can do for you. They don't have nothing to do with water wells. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, is it happening to neighbors as well?
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Why don't you get together and form a class action lawsuit or something?
Well, that's exactly what we're planning right now. But, you know, I mean, it takes time to get your tests off. The company that I call, it's the cheapest one, was $400, and it takes them about 3 weeks to get the samples in and out.
That, and it takes years of litigation.
Oh, yeah.
And
but
money, and then when you win, you still lose, so...
Yeah.
Anyhow, appreciate your call, John.
All right, good talking to you.
All right. Now, here's another one of those court decisions. You know, I just keep wanting to say, it's hard to believe this. It is hard to believe this. A federal court of appeals ruled Wisconsin prison officials violated an inmate's rights because they did not treat atheism as a religion. This dude is an atheist. And what he wants to do is hold meetings for atheists. And he wants to call it a religion. He says to be an atheist is a religion. And he sued. He sued the Wisconsin prison officials. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals said atheism is this inmate's religion. And the group that he wanted to start was religious in nature. Now, even though it expressly rejects the belief of a supreme being, doesn't believe in God, doesn't believe in any kind of a supreme being, it's religious in nature. It's what the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals said. The Supreme Court has said a religion need not be based on a belief in the existence of a supreme being. That was the Supreme Court in 1961, the case of Turcaso versus Watkins. The court describes secular humanism as a religion. So now, atheism is a religion. Believe it or not. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, It's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
I was visiting with you about how some of these environmental groups want to rewild America and bring African elephants and African lions and cougars and not cougars, but leopards and tigers and that sort of animals here to the United States because they're afraid they're going to go extinct over there in their home country. And I've seen several newspaper articles. In fact, I read from a newspaper article last Friday concerning this. Got an email that's of interest. It says, Derry, I caught your mention of the rewilding of the western United States. As backward as the plan is, and it sounds, that plan dates back at least 20 years. As improbable as their releasing is, it gets worse. I forget that some of the important background details because at the time I wrote it off as a senseless bit of idiocy. However, this is how the green group got their foot in the door. It was the things that they came up with was so senseless and so idiotic that we said, hey, it can't happen. I mean, nobody's going to do something dumb like that. And here we have all of these rules and regulations now that you can't take gravel out of a creek, for example. So it goes on and on and on. Anyway, he said, however, the original plan with United Nations support and funding was to remove all human habitation and any evidence of human presence in the states of Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, as well as the Canadian provinces of British Columbia, Vancouver, and parts of Alberta, including the removal of the Indian tribes as well. The goal was reestablished a natural America, as it would have been prior to any migration across the land bridge. To replace the woolly mammoth, they would have used Indian elephants, Bengal tigers to replace a saber-toothed tiger, and so forth. The people behind the plan were very convinced of the necessity to do this, and the United Nations took them seriously enough to give them funding, and I believe they were recognized as a UN NGO, United Nations non-governmental organization. Considering the plan has not died for we can expect some version of the implemented beyond what the current stories are, and with United Nations blessings and probably UN World Heritage Site designation. Now, I don't know where the fella got his information on that, but like I say, quite a few newspapers have picked it up and have been carrying the story. Now, in the state of South Dakota, the mountain lions, and this is happening as we speak, the mountain lions have become so prevalent, and they've had so many lion-human encounters that the state park service now, it's called the Game, Fish, and Park Service, going to have a mountain lion hunting season. And you can get a license for $10 to shoot a lion on your own property. And we'll be back with that. First this on the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
Okay, now back to South Dakota and the mountain lions. The Fish and Game and Parks Commission decided just this last Friday to allow general hunting of mountain lions in the Black Hills. Landowners living anywhere in South Dakota will also be allowed to get a license to shoot lions on their property. That's going to cost them $10. So if you got a mountain lion prowling around your backyard, got to run to town and get a $10 permit so you can come back and shoot the critter. Anyway, they're going to have a quota of 25 lions, and the hunting season begins October the 1st through December the 15th. However, the season would end immediately if hunters report killing 5 breeding-age females. So you don't want to report those. That's a shoot, shovel, and shut up deal. Anyway, John Jenks, a professor of wildlife and fisheries science at South Dakota University, said there are about 145 lions in the Black Hills. He said natural mortality may be about 30% a year. I don't know what would kill a mountain lion unless it would be another mountain lion. I guess that's what happens to them, because they're pretty much the top of the food chain. You don't mess with a mountain lion. But I do know that they fight, and they're very territorial. And I don't know, they might be like tomcats. They might come around and kill the kittens. I don't know. Anyway, there has never been a state-sanctioned hunting season of mountain lions in South Dakota. Tim Kessler of the Game Fish and Parks. He's a commissioner. He worries about the safety of South Dakotans who are more frequently having close encounters with the cats. There's no such incidents a decade ago, he said, adding that the lion population should be trimmed. He said, never in the history of the state has this commission and department had to deal with an animal that can kill people. Oh, they don't kill people, not unless you first do something to them, I'm sure. Anyway, any lion coming too close to homes or preying on livestock will be dealt with, says George Vandell, assistant director of the Game, Fish, and Parks. He said, we're going to put our dogs on it. We're going to kill that lion. They tell me the only way you can actually hunt lions with any success is use dogs with which to tree them. That they're pretty elusive when you're after them. Although, the more they are around people and not hunted, the less elusive they become. Now, this, and I mentioned this the other day, and I couldn't find the story. I found it. There was this attack on the Vancouver Island of this lady. Had a little four-year-old girl, and this lion got on top of this little girl. She's, the little girl's 4 years old, fighting him off, going, get off me, get off me. The only weapon that the mother had was a small cooler that contained four bottles of beer. And you can use four bottles of beer in more ways than one. You know, I mean, a lot of people would have drank it before he started on the mountain lion, but I guess she beat him off with four bottles of beer. It kept the ground. She said it kept its ground, and it snarled and growled at me. It had blood all over its face from a little girl. Her daughter was covered with blood. Her scalp was torn right to the skull. But she was an emergency room nurse at Lions Gate Hospital in North Vancouver and knew immediately what to look for. Her neck wasn't touched. The girl had hundreds of connected lacerations to her scalp, but her face was not significantly involved. Anyhow, that's what mountain lions do. Now, you don't have to go to Vancouver to find one. Carl Swain spotted a cougar on Batchtown Road, 0.3 mile west of Hilltop Road. Now, we're in west central Illinois. Anyhow, he put out a camera, and we've got a picture of this booger here. It's Carol Swan of Batchtown set out to photograph a doe and her fawns, but ended up with a shot of this cougar. Very good, plain shot of a cougar, and it ain't no bobcat, people. It's a cougar. Swan said shortly afterwards, the doe began stomping her feet and looking to the brush and blowing. When her fawns ran away, she followed them. About a minute later, the cougar came out of the brush. I had just enough time to take this picture, and to my surprise, she was looking at me. And we are out of time. Is that what that meant? Anyhow, we are rewilding America. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.